All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea. You want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I am welcoming you to episode 64 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to start out by wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. It is that time of year again. I don't even know why you're listening to this. You know, and I know, you should be at the mall. More about that later. We're going to get into it. I don't even know where to really start this week. There's always a lot going on. So let me start with the popular topic in America, hating Barack Obama. Apparently, his numbers are at a record low. There's a recent poll, CBS News, New York Times poll, showed that Obama's approval rating is at only 37%. And to put it in context, they say the 57% who disapprove of Obama's job matches 57% who disapproved of George Bush in 2005 after 4 years, 3 years of the Iraq War and Hurricane Katrina. People, I don't know. How do you explain this? You know, I'm going to sound right wing right now. It's the media. Barack Obama has been getting horrible press coverage. The Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. They say he lied about when he said that if you like your current plan, you can keep it. Well, yeah, in a sense he did, I guess, because a lot of people can't keep their plans because their plans are substandard. And remember, the Affordable Care Act is a law, and the law says there's minimum amounts of coverage that you have to have, that companies can't drop you for pre-existing conditions, blah, blah, blah. We've been over it 1,000 times. And some people's plans don't meet that minimum, so their plans are getting shut down, and for that, he's a liar. Damn it. I'm going to make sure you get better insurance. I don't trust that sumbitch. I don't know how you fight that. It's truly beyond me. But anyway, that's the deal. And to the extent that, and I hate to give publicity to this, but before I do, I want to give a shout out. You got to read Steve Marmel's blog on Facebook. Steve is a comic and a writer, and he picks up, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, Steve's at battle with the Tea Party and extreme right-wing idiots constantly. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he finds the energy, but he has all these brilliant posts, and he's on top of things, and here's one that he was the first one I heard about it from, but it's been, you've heard this in the news, right? That Everest Wilhelm, who's the leader of the Christian American Patriots Militia. See, that one, that name right there, you get all the danger words right in that name. You got the Christian thing and the Americans and the Patriots and the militia. You, any one of those words, you get nervous. You put all four of them together, you know you got a crazy sumbitch on your hands. And sure enough, this is what he posted on Facebook. I'm going to paraphrase just a little. This is about Barack Obama. His willful violation and alienation of our Constitution, constant disregard for our peaceful protests, corruption of all three branches of government reveal the dictator he is. Obama and his co-conspirators disrespect the Constitution and abuse the American people, and blah blah blah. So let's get to the crazy part. The authority to kill Obama comes from the Second Amendment of the Constitution. He's levying war on the United States and aiding and comforting our foreign enemies. And the Second Amendment gives us the right and duty to engage an enemy of the state, blah, 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 blah. I would be very surprised if Obama does not leave Washington, D.C. today. He wrote that on November 19th, and Obama was still there, as far as I know. Or if he's not dead in a month. Listen, I hate even repeating this kill the president stuff, but amazingly, this guy posted this on Facebook, and it took Facebook days to take it down. Now, that some say it's because there's an algorithm with Facebook, and unless there are so many complaints, they don't take it down, they don't read or repost. But yeah, I don't think you can post publicly that you're for killing the president. I don't know. I just don't think that that's legal, but that'll be between him and the Secret Service. Barack Obama, his administration, they've been talking to Iran, and they've hammered out the very basic of an agreement of looking at Iran's nuclear program, in exchange allowing Iran to sell some oil, make a little bit of money, and it's like, there's a lot of restrictions, and we're going to check it again 6 months down. But this is like major. You know what I'm saying? This is a major wall that may be coming down, that may be opening. The Health Care Act declared a failure after 1 month. After 1 month, it didn't work. It's a complete failure. Yeah, the website was shit. Yeah, the website screwed up. But it doesn't make it the worst thing ever. This guy is another one who blames Obama for all three branches of government. Because, yes, it's obvious that Barack Obama controls Congress, right? Because they do everything he says. They approve everything he wants. You know, like, I don't know, like every judge Barack Obama nominates, Congress approves because he controls them. Right, Reverend? Who made this guy a reverend, by the way? I think he just got that on the internet. But anyway, listen, this is how bad it was with Congress. As we know, the Senate had to do, they call it the nuclear option. Basically, they had to ban the filibuster because the Republicans in Congress just unilaterally, automatically, if Barack Obama nominated you, no. If there were judges, there any position they could, that no. He was nominated, that no. Never investigated these people, never checked if they were going to be good judges, bad judges, if they went to law school, I don't know. I have a friend who's a lawyer, and he said, you know who makes judges? Bad lawyers, because there's more money in being a lawyer. Maybe he's right. I don't know. But it doesn't matter, does it? Because the Republicans would just knock out any judge that Barack Obama nominated. So finally, the Senate got tired of it. The Senate put a stop to this filibuster routine. And now, of course, this is part of that unconstitutional. Stop it. All right. It's our government has reached that point of ridiculousness where we're literally 3-year-olds now. That's our government. We should just send the kids because it's like, oh yeah, well you're his friend. Well, I don't like you. You're Barack Obama's friend. I don't like you. That's our government. That was the Republican response to any nominee for a federal judgeship. And in one appellate court where John Roberts came from, there were three openings in that court, and Barack Obama nominated three judges to fill it, which would have changed that court from a conservative to a liberal. John Roberts was a conservative? Who knew it? But anyway, this was the Republicans' response. Just eliminate the three positions. Just shrink the court by three members rather than add three new judges. It's beyond belief. But it's not beyond belief, because that's where we're at as a government. I'm not here sitting here saying Barack Obama is perfect. I'm not here saying he walks on water or everything he's done is a good idea and certainly not been implemented well. I am saying that the lack of media, the lack of truth, the lack of any intelligent analysis is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. When we get to the point that we compare the Affordable Health Care Act to Hurricane Katrina, it's not him. It is us, okay? Plain and simple. It is us. All right, I'm not going to stick on that. Let's look at some other things going on. Let's look at the Tea Party. You know, these are my favorites, and some guy on my Twitter page, he sent me a thing about how Barack Obama is the worst president in the history of the United States. And then he asked me, do I even know what the T in Tea Party stands for? No. I mean, it's based on the Boston Tea Party, which protested taxation without representation. But since the Tea Party has all these congressmen that are, you know, their congressmen, I'd say they have representation rather. So no, I don't know what your tea is. I know you guys aren't racist. I know that because you're always telling me you're not racist. Every time you hate somebody who's different, you tell me we're not racist. We just don't like him because of his policies, like his policy of being black or his policy of being a woman. Speaking of black women, Oprah's getting some heat because Oprah said something terrible. Oprah said, in the most gentle of Oprah ways, because Oprah doesn't commit to anything political. Oprah likes money too much. But Oprah said that maybe this blatant disrespect to Barack Obama, like congressman yelling, "You lie," during a State of the Union speech, could have something to do with his race. And Fox News couldn't wait to jump on Oprah for pulling the race card. Oprah, you racist. You calling us racist for doing racist shit. Damn it. What the hell is wrong with you? Listen, we, again, circles. I'm talking in circles. We've been down this road before. But it fascinates me how you do something wrong and then someone calls you out on it. And then they're wrong for calling you out on the wrong that you did. It's amazing. And yet it seems to work. So all the best to him. Speaking of being wrong, how about George Zimmerman? Huh? Here's a guy who obviously didn't read OJ's book, or maybe he did and saw it as a how-to manual. Okay, so he gets away with murder. He gets away with killing Trayvon Martin. He's been slinging guns at people ever since. Pulled one on the ex-father-in-law, now pulled one on the girlfriend or ex-wife or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because whoever you are, George Zimmerman got a gun for your ass when he got arrested for this domestic violence charge. And here was his mistake. George Zimmerman pointed a gun at a white woman. Now, I know America is a racially neutral country. We love everybody the same. All life is equal. But you mess with a white woman in this country, your ass is in trouble. So he went too far. He pointed a gun at a white woman's face. She called. The cops came. Domestic violence. Now we find out he had 5 guns, hundreds of rounds of ammunition. And his pattern seems to be call the police, start trouble, record it, and then say, "I called the police first." Where has this been done before? And when he killed the black kid, but there's nothing racial about that. So, all right. So we find out that George Zimmerman is exactly who we thought he was. Hopefully Florida will finally lock his ass away. Who knows? But man, he didn't learn from OJ. Listen, people, if you're listening right now, under any circumstances, racial, domestic violence, standing your ground, you just don't like the sumbitch. If you get away with killing somebody, shut up and lay low. That's what you do. You shut up and you lay low. That's how you handle it. Unbelievable. No, it's not unbelievable. It is believable. There's a protest in Texas. This group called, what do they call themselves? The Open Carry Texas. These are the people who think you should just walk around carrying weapons at all times. And when they have their little protests, what they do, Texas has a law. You can handguns have to be concealed, but long guns, meaning rifles and shotguns, can be carried in the open. So Open Carry Texas, every now and then they get together and they go on a march and they all carry their guns. And they recently had one where you had a picture of a little girl, I don't know, 9 years old, 11 years old or something. She had an AR-15, which is I'm no gun expert, but sort of the civilian version of the assault rifles that the military uses. She had one strapped to her back, a little girl. And people were like, are you crazy? And they showed that next to the picture of the Somali children who were become soldiers and carry their guns. So you had a picture of the little African kid carrying his gun and a little white girl carrying her gun. And they said, well, it's completely different because her gun was muzzled down. You see, she didn't have the muzzle up, so she obviously wasn't ready to shoot anybody. She had her safety on, and yeah, that makes it okay. I wonder, Open Carry Texas, if a Mexican child had a rifle strapped to their back and, say, I don't know, went to school, would that be part of your protest? Would that be? Listen, it's utterly ridiculous. So recently, there was a group of mothers who are against guns, you know, women with common sense who don't want their kids shot. And the Open Carry Texas people just decided 40 of them were going to get their rifles and pose for a picture across the street from the restaurant where these mothers were having their meeting. Unbelievable. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Let's just carry guns and walk around. But they're long guns and it's different. Yeah, it's... I'm laughing because we've reached that level of insanity. It's a good idea for kids to carry an assault rifle because the muzzle's pointed down. They would never lift the muzzle up and shoot anybody because that would be wrong. I could go on and on. I can go on and on with all of this. I am going to touch on one thing, and I'm only touching on this because somebody actually wrote me about it. Mike DeGeorge, who's a podcast listener, and I told you guys, I appreciate feedback. I love it. Mike brought up a thing, and it's great it's on the topic of race. He's like, why won't black people say nigger? And what he's talking about is recently in the news, Charles Barkley was in a situation where he said the N-word, and we've all heard black pundits, announcers, athletes, whatever, they'll say the N-word. And Mike says, it's ridiculous because we know what the word is and we established a rule a long time ago that black people can say nigger and white people can't. And nigger can be used by rappers. That's when you spell it with an A. Rappers love to spell shit wrong. Anyway, so Mike's like, what the hell is wrong with it? Now, I think this is going back to Matt Barnes, who plays for the Clippers. He tweeted after once again standing up for one of his teammates. He said, listen, he got suspended for pushing another player. He's like, I'm tired of standing up for these niggas. It's costing me money. And in reference to the story, Barkley and others said N-word. Listen, they have to. If Charles Barkley were to say nigger or nigga on TV, the outrage would scream that from the mountaintops, the Open Carry people, the Tea Party, they'd all be, he's a racist. He's one of us. They'd recruit him, actually. Anyway, he can't do it. Does he do it in his private life? I have no idea. Listen, the use of the word nigger, I said this before. I don't use it a lot, but I'll use it in reference to people using it. I'll use it as a word. I don't call people nigger. That's not true. Every now and then I talk about them niggas. What are you going to do? Sorry. Kill me. But I will say this, and I've said it before. To anyone who thinks Flavor Flav is a knucklehead, listen to Public Enemy in the early 90s when he did a song, I Don't Want to Be Called Yo Nigga. Flavor Flav was way ahead of the curve on this, people. That's how crazy he is. So, yeah, I give Barkley and any other black person in the press a pass for not saying nigga because you got to save your job. It just wouldn't fly. So I'm sorry, Mike, but that's why. And Barkley's still keeping it real in my book. All right. So I just I love that he wrote and asked me about that, because Mike was like, Mike's cool. Mike's just like, I'm tired of it. It sounds ridiculous. And it actually does. If ever I'm in a conversation with a black person and they say N-word, it does strike me as a bit ridiculous. I think maybe white people should start saying the W-word. Let's see. Do I want to get into this? Real quick, the Bat Kid story, which we know from San Francisco. Just here's just a little hypocrisy on the Bat Kid story. Guys like Ted Cruz and Paul Ryan, who are absolutely against the Affordable Health Care Act, congratulated Bat Kid. And I'm sure they were sincere in their congratulations. I'm not sure they were thinking, because if they had their way and there was no health care law, Bat Kid wouldn't have got health care. The kid would have maxed out his parents' policy before, you know, years ago. And who knows what might have happened. He might not even be anymore. So it's okay. Their heart's in the right place. But perhaps they should involve their brain. And finally, on the topic of not involving their brain, let's get into the holidays. Let's get into Christmas. There, I said it. Sarah Palin, Bill O'Reilly, I just used the word Christmas. Because once again, they're here to tell us there's a war on Christmas. Sarah wrote a book. I know there's a million jokes just in that idea, but yeah. Sarah Palin wrote a book about the war on Christmas, and we know Bill O'Reilly loves his war on Christmas. And what they're saying is that the secular society stands against Christmas. They stand against everything American. You want to talk about standing against everything American? Side note. Absolutely hilarious. The Tea Party in Atlanta is against the Braves building a new stadium. That's right. The Tea Party is against baseball. How un-American can you be? They're the Tea Party. They're against baseball. Damn it. Apple pie, you better be careful. You better watch your step. Because if the government pays for one of those apples, your ass is out of here. Her. Okay. So, Sarah and Bill, they're both having this war on Christmas, and this is their problem, they say, because certain public institutions, maybe schools, local governments or whatever, won't put up a Christmas display. They'll put up a holiday display because they're trying to not offend, or they're more likely trying to respect maybe Jewish people, Muslim people, people who don't believe in Christmas. So it's celebrating the holidays. So as far as Bill and Sarah are concerned, this is absolute war. Absolute war. Now, mind you, I've never in my life said or heard someone say Merry Christmas to somebody and somebody reply, oh no, oh, you don't Merry Christmas my ass, I'm at war, you wish me a happy winter solstice. The only reason I wish them a happy winter solstice, and I'm talking about them, I mean Sarah and Bill, because it really bothers you. Let me tell you something. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Now, it used to be Friday that the sale started, but now Kmart's going to be open 6 a.m. tomorrow. All stores are going to be open at 6 tomorrow night. It sucks for the employees. A Pizza Hut manager is getting fired for not closing on Thanksgiving because he wanted to allow his employees to spend Thanksgiving at home. What? In this country, you better get your Pizza Hut ass to work and deliver those pizzas to people waiting in line for Best Buy to open. This is America. There's a war going on. So there is no war on Christmas. It is funny. But the funniest thing, Sarah Palin won't go on Bill O'Reilly's show to talk about their joint battle in the war on Christmas. They can't even battle together in their non-existent war. It's hilarious. So I say to you all right now, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever gets you to the mall. That's right. Just get your ass to the mall. This is America, damn it. And you get there early and you stay along. You spend some money. Why aren't you in line? Why aren't you in line? You listen to me wasting time. I'm kidding about that. I'm wishing you the happiest of holidays. Be safe. Travel. See the family. Enjoy it. However you value this time, whether, you know something? It might just be sleeping late. It might just be eating too much. It might be watching football. But you better not want to watch baseball in a new stadium, Atlanta, because that's un-American. I love you guys. Who's paying attention? You are. Have a happy holiday.
you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.